Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
All right, guys, welcome back to probably a podcast. I was just thinking, I don't know, I got like really hyped up this weekend. Who was it? Someone was just absolutely gassing me up for my probably branding. And I was like, if only you could trademark just one simple word, which you cannot, by the way, you cannot trademark the word probably. But like, wow, it's really just done me a good service. You could attach probably to anything and it's just like kind of funny and cute. Probably merch. Probably a podcast, probably a live show, which by the way, probably a live show is coming to New York. It's coming to Washington, D.C., which I, by the way, said home of our founding fathers. And I've got absolutely roasted because someone was like, that's Virginia, which I'm still confused about. We're off. Probably bad at geography. Okay. Like no one comes here for a geography lesson and that's just on period. Oh my gosh, by the way, getting off birth control on my period has been so sporadic. I swear to the period gods that are listening to this, if I start my period when I'm in Ibiza and I have all these teeny tiny little thonkinis and little white outfits, I'm going to lose my ever. I'm going to go find Aunt Flo. I'm going to find that bitch and I'm going to wring her little neck. Okay. Cause I cannot be bloated in Ibiza, which leads me to my next, talk. I leave out of the country. Well, I got a lot going on, per usual. Let's just break it down, shall we? Let's do a little catch up before we get into what you guys have all been waiting for, patiently, very patiently. And I have been waiting legally. I've just been waiting until the couple things clear. But we'll get into the landlord drama, the renter's situation. Granny's gone bad, okay? We'll get there. But let's do a little catch up first. And my summer travels, I just mentioned Ibiza, but I am going to close on my house on Wednesday. So today is Monday. I'm freaking out. Wednesday, I actually just before this podcast started, we had delayed it a little bit because my mom was like, you've got to wire the money. And I looked at Courtney and I was like, here it goes. I'm giving someone out of all my money, because listen, here's what you should do. This is a finance podcast and I'm here to tell you, you should save a little bit more money than you think you are. You should think, maybe I'll buy a house one day and I'll need more money. And you should do that. So, yep, we're getting better. You guys always ask me how I'm getting better. And you just have to, you could do it the Shannon way if you want to. It's exhausting, stressful, and you'll have mild panic attacks. But learning the hard way does work. You just have to, you know, you have to go through the shit pile first. And then you're like, wow, I really learned from that. I told James that. I think I'm about to record an episode with him as well. And I told him, he and I, when we like have arguments or fights, I was like, I'm someone that genuinely really learns from them. So yes, we might have like a knockdown, drag out fight, but I actually like learn from them and remember them. And so they're really productive sometimes. Fights are very often not just like a really unfortunate way to communicate, but communication is still great. So yeah, that's just my preferred method of learning. The hard way, as we know. So, okay, let's get into it. Let's talk about where I'm going. Wednesday, I'm going to Franklin. I'm going to sign my papers. We have a final walkthrough. Oh my gosh, I just did a blue tape walkthrough. Also, I'm already sweating in this hoodie. I did a blue tape walkthrough for my house, which if you don't know what that is, because I posted about it on Instagram, some people were like, wait, what is that? It's basically where they call it a blue tape walkthrough because you get this blue painter's tape, which doesn't damage anything. It like is very easy to pull off. It's like masking tape. And you walk through your home after the builders have decided like this is clean and done and we crushed it. You walk through with your realtor who's like, no, the fuck you didn't. And if you have if I have any realtors listening to this, real estate agents or something of the sort, I love you guys. Wow. boy, oh boy, your job is so motherfucking hard. And to think that real estate agents could do all of this work, and then, like, let's just say, I would never do this, of course, never, but, like, real estate agents could do so much work, and then I could turn around tomorrow and be like, you know what, Wendy Green, who's been my real estate agent, who's amazing, I could be like, never mind. And then she'd just be like, what? Like, it's not illegal. Like, it's not legal for me to be like, change my mind. Never mind. Bye. I don't want it anymore. Like, that is so crazy. You guys should, like, I know we always be talking about the teachers and the nurses, but real estate agents, y'all be going through it. I know y'all be getting commission, but y'all be going through it. So, anyways, I just really appreciate all the real estate agents that are listening to this. And we went through, she was amazing, because let me tell you what a people pleaser's worst nightmare is: a blue tape walkthrough. And she's not mean at all. She's, like, so nice, so sweet, and she wasn't being, like, abrasive at all, but, like, she was just like, I don't know how, and James was with me, and James is also just like, thank God, he's a very takes charge kind of guy, and many situations in life that I'm like, oh, I'm just not going to say anything. He's like, no, like, that's the service you should have been provided. It was done incorrectly. Like, I will nicely say something. And I'm like, no, we shouldn't. And he's like, no, we're going to do that nicely. So I'm very thankful for the people. There's, like, that meme out there that's like, why does the people pleaser always marry the bitchy woman or something like that? I don't remember what it was. And it was a guy wrote back in the tweet, like, because someone's got to tell the waiter that I ordered mashed potatoes, not what is it? Oh, I'm fucking it up. Mashed potatoes, not French fries, and it ain't gonna be me. Because, like, the woman's always like, excuse me, he ordered mashed potatoes, not French fries. So anyways, that's me. I'm the person that's like, it ain't gonna be me. So we go through the blue tape walkthrough. And when I tell you guys, this will be a really nice segue into the conversation about the renter's debacle. So when I tell you something like not even a thumbprint, it's almost like someone just blew onto the wall and there was like a wet mark. I don't even know how to explain it. The most minuscule things, they'd be like, blue tape, that needs to be fixed. And I'm like, oh no, surely that isn't, that's fine. Like, we can leave that. And she's like, no, it has to be perfect. All it takes. And the builders are there to be like, yeah, absolutely. All it takes is another coat of paint. Like, we don't care. And it was just, it stressed me out. They would be like, because I'm obviously the one buying the house, they would be respectful. They would be like, you go through the bathroom, you go through room by room. So they'd be like, you go through the bathroom, check it out, see what you think. I'm like, perfect. I'm like going through, I'm like actually trying to pretend to take longer, to act like I'm looking around and see anything wrong with it. I see nothing. And I'm like, okay, looks perfect to me. And I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, do you guys want to check it out? I come back out of the bathroom. I go back in. They've put 15 tape marks. I'm like, what did y'all even find? It's crazy, but it will be literally perfect. And I actually close on the house on Wednesday. So I go to Franklin. I close. I sign my little dotted line. I do my final walkthrough, which is where you make sure they fixed everything from the blue tape, which I'm sure it's going to look great. And then you sign your papers and you do your closing, which, like, wow. I'm really glad. And I talked about this in an episode when I first started the house buying process, where I was like, like, other people are confused, right? Like, other people don't have a fucking clue what they're doing, right? And I got so many DMs that are like, yeah, I've bought a house before and I still don't really know what I did. And I'm like, okay, perfect. Like, when I go close, and today my mom was like, let's look over your HUD together, H-U-D. I'm like, what the fuck is a HUD? Like, and she's like, okay, you see your closing costs? You see this? I'm like, I'm looking at it and I'm not digesting any of it. Like, I actually got really emotional and sad the other day because my mom was helping me with something that I had really boofed up. I messed up in the house buying process. And I go, how do you know all this? Like, how do you know this? How am I going to help my daughter one day buy a house? Like, you just know all these things. And she's like, I don't, honey, your father and I have bought many houses. You will know one day. And I'm like, will I? They didn't teach us this shit. Like, it's just confusing. So anyways, I'm gonna go sign a bunch of dotted lines that I'm sure I'll not really understand, but here we are. And then quite literally, I take my self back to this gorgeous apartment that I'm staying at for right now, and grab my suitcases, and then James and I fly to London. Funny enough, we couldn't find a flight that got us into London, so we have to fly to Manchester and then train 2 hours down to London. But I love a train. I just got in conversation at this NASCAR race I was at with a bunch of people. They were Americans, obviously, NASCAR race. And I was like, "You, why don't we have trains?" And everyone was like, couldn't agree more. How fun would it be if we just had like a train from like Chicago to LA or like wherever? Like, you just had little trains to take you places. It would just be nice. And I know they have some trains in like Washington and New York and that kind of stuff, but I just really wish we had more trains. That's what I wish for the US so badly. Okay, so then I go to Europe, and then I'm in London for like maybe 4 or 5 days. We're going to celebrate James' birthday with anyone who couldn't come on the trip to Ibiza that he's had planned for literally a year. The man is like the most planned person I've ever met in my entire life. He's has his 30th birthday plan. He used to be like, what do you want to do for your 30th? And I'm like, it's not until November. He's like, that's 5 months away. I'm like, exactly. Like, what would we be doing planning that now? So we go to Ibiza on Monday of the following week. So we're in London for like the weekend and then we go to Ibiza. I can't even imagine how that's going to be. I thought about recording a podcast while I was there and James looked at me like, bitch, you're out of your mind. You are not recording a podcast while we're there. You're not going to be able to do that. I was like, yeah, true. But what if I was just hammered? Like, that would be kind of funny. I feel like I used to do some of my podcasts hammered. Anyways, so we go to Ibiza and then we're coming back to London for another week or so. And I'm going to try to get some interesting guests on in London. But fingers crossed, we'll be going to Wimbledon. I'm going to try to secure some tickets. And I've never been, which will just be a really cool experience. And that's kind of where we'll round out. And then we'll come back to America, me and James will. And we'll move into my new house immediately. So I'm not actually moving anything. I close on Wednesday. Pop the champagne, go out of the country. Classic Shannon. So I'm not like actually moving my stuff from the pods and black tie moving, coming back and doing all that stuff until like mid-July. And hopefully I can convince my parents to come because everything's better when your parents are here and helping you move. They just get it. So, and they didn't help me move with New York. I hired people. And then the last move, they came. Actually, they've come for literally all of my moves. Wow, parents are just the shit. That's really, if you have parents that are still helping you move and you're almost 30, that's a good set of old rents right there. Okay, guys, I am so excited that I get to work with this brand because I have been a lover of their products for so long. You know me? I am the consumer. So Element is the queen of electrolyte replenishment. It's spelled like L-M-N-T, and you've probably seen it before. I got turned on to them by none other than Taylor during her little crunchy journey because she was also obsessed with them during her pregnancy. But then James came in being like, have you heard of Element? It's amazing, blah, blah, blah. He's like obsessed with them and the biggest fan. So they're just all over the house now, right? But the biggest thing that sets them apart from the other electrolyte drink mixes, there is absolutely zero sugar, zero. Just salt to replace all that lost sodium. There's no artificial ingredients, no coloring, no fillers, no gluten, honestly, just no BS. The reason it's so important to have electrolytes in our system is because they facilitate so many different functions in our body. The conductive of nerve impulses, hormonal regulation, nutrient absorption, and fluid balance. Listen to me, I sound like a scientist, but I am no scientist, and all of those things sound way above my pay grade. But let me tell you, I know that they are important, okay? I personally love chugging some Element mix in my drink, and before I drink wine, before I go out, you guys know I'm always on vacation, so we gotta keep the old body hydrated. It's always helped me not have a headache the next day, too. Also, it helps with sleeplessness, so I love that. Right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That's 8 single serving packets for free with any Element order. That is a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinkelement.com/probably. This deal is only available through my link, by the way, so you have to go to drinkelement.com/probably. Also, Element offers no questions asked refunds, so try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, share it with a salty friend and they'll give you your money back, no questions asked. You've got literally nothing to lose. drinkelement.com/probably. Okay, let's get into the renter drama. All right, here we go. And like, if we're in a court of law one day and this podcast gets referenced, I'm fucked. So whatever, I don't care. Like, if this gets pulled up on a green screen at Judge Judy, then I'm just gonna have to take what comes my way. And here's the thing. I'm not going to disclose the address, people's name. I don't want to ruin their lives. This is my personal opinion, and this is not defamation because this is what I experienced, okay? This is the experience that they put me through verbatim, all right? Here is something about, I don't know about every state, but I know in Tennessee, it is Tennessee state law. And if anyone's listening to this randomly and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Let me give a little bit of background. So I lived in I've always rented houses and apartments since I've lived in Nashville. I've never bought a house before. So I've always been a renter. Me, a fabulous renter. People dying for me to be their tenant. I am clean. I am respectful. I am kind. I text with smiley faces and good, you know, attitude. I will do any favor you ask me to. I don't have pets. I don't have a live-in boyfriend. I used to, but he was nice and clean. Like, I have had landlords tell me, you're a dream tenant. To which I respond, thank you. I agree. So anyways, I agree with them. I'm like, yes. So I moved into this beautiful house. It's a very lovely house, and it was lovely when I moved into it. There were a couple things that me being the people pleaser, irked me a little bit, but like I was just like, it is what it is. Basically, when I first moved in, there was a lot of stuff. It has a one car garage. I have a one car, so what a perfect garage for me to put my car into, and you know, whatever else I wanted to store in a garage that you do when you rent a place. So when you rent a place, it's yours. You know, this isn't a Airbnb. This isn't a beach condo that I rented for the couple weeks, like where they have an owner's closet that gets to stay locked. And so in the garage, there was like a lot of stuff. Like there was just like lots of normal stuff I wouldn't care about, like paint cans and like a bunch of unused materials. And I'm talking like slabs of wood, like large piles of tile, like really took up a generous amount of space in the garage. But the one thing, the kicker, was they had this door when I first moved in that had a doggy door. I was like, I don't have a dog. They were like, that's okay, we were replacing this. We want the regular door back. The previous tenants put a doggy door in there. We didn't want them to. I was like, oops, that's not good. They're like, yep, so we're going to replace it. And I was like, well, just so you know, it's fine by me. Like, you can keep it. And they were like, no, we want to put a regular door back on. I was like, no problem. Sounds good. So do kind of wish they had done that before I moved in, but that's okay. I'm easy going, baby. I'm easy breezy. But, you know, of course, I had to be home while they came and replaced the door. Again, I'm just stating facts. None of this really bothered me. But then they did. They took the massive back door with the hole cut in it, the doggy door flap, and they put it in the garage. And I was like, that's funny. Why are you leaving that there? Why are you doing that? So I mentioned it to my parents. I mentioned it to Mike, you know, Taylor's husband. I was just like, so weird, right? And he was like, yeah, no, they need to come pick up the door. Surely the guys that were fixing the house just like left it there. I'm like, yeah, maybe. So I call the landlord. And here's a very important thing to note. This is very, very, very important to note about my situation. There is a landlord and there is two owners of the house. These are two separate groups of people, okay? And it's important to the story because the landlord has always been very, very nice to me, okay? She's just like the property manager. She's just in charge of the building that these two owners own this house. And anyways, and she told me a little bit about them when I first moved in. She was like, you know, she didn't use the word elderly. She was always very nice about them. You know, she's like, listen, they're a little bit older than me. And I would venture to say they're in their 70s. Actually, I know for a fact they're in their 70s. That's what she said. She's like, they're in their 70s. I'm like, okay. And she had told me straight up, they're very particular. And she used nice versions of like I would say like ornery or like anal. But like, of course, she used words like they're very particular. They're very, you know, specific about things. I do a lot of rentals and they are definitely the most specific. They are the most like, you know, particular about things with their rental, which if you own a house in Nashville, you have the right to do that. Listen, like I'm a dream tenant. If you want to be a thorough landlord or owners of a house or a property, you do you, boo. That's fine. So anyways, I was called, hey, you know, really fine. Don't mind me. I mean, I probably just immediately, she knew like this girl's going to be easy to wrangle because I was like, you know, all the other things in the garage, all the paint, all the tiles, all the piles of wood, all the literally like Home Depot in my garage, like that can all stay. But just curious, the giant door that is literally just leaned against the garage, like wall, like massive back door, can you guys come get that out of the garage? And she goes, let me call them. Let me call them. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to do some impersonations during this episode. And I'm allowed to because I'm from the motherfucking South. And I know people that speak like this. My mom talks like this sometimes. Like, I am appropriating my culture when I speak like these ornery Southern women, okay? Okay, the real ones know that have been following me for a while that I've been using Kara vitamins for legit years. I think actually around 5 or 6 years at this point. They're one of the first people I ever worked with on my Instagram, and I have just been obsessed ever since. Now, I love these things for a multitude of reasons, and I've gotten all my family to start taking them as well, because anytime I go home, they see these cute little personalized packs. They're like, wait, I need that. And I'm like, it says Shannon, hands off. But really, it's just great because outside of it being personalized with your name on the packets, it's actually completely personalized to what your body needs. You just take this quick little 5-minute quiz, ask you a bunch about your body, lifestyle, day-to-day consumptions, and health goals. Now, here's the part where you got to be honest, okay? Like, how many drinks are we having a week, girlies? We all know we're having that wine. But that's okay. It's great because like me and my pack, I got magnesium, which is helpful because you can be deficient in magnesium when consuming alcohol. I got ashwagandha for concentration, B12 for energy, and probiotics for my gut health. Everyone needs good gut health, okay?
I can see a serious difference in my digestion when I'm consistently taking my Care of Vitamins. Each shipment comes with a customized pamphlet showing you exactly what's in your individual daily packs and why it was recommended specifically for you and your health goals, which, by the way, was personalized by doctor-backed recommendation. So it takes all that weird, annoying guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you, okay? Just walking up and down the supplement aisle like, what do I do here? Also, for all of us trying to care about sweet little Mother Earth, just take comfort in knowing that Care of's daily vitamin packs are made of plant-based compostable films so you can stress less about your impact on the environment. And I am always traveling, so having these individual packs already made up with everything I need is so much more convenient than packing up a bunch of different pills and bottles and all the contraptions. And y'all already know I hooked it up with a code. For 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code probably50. That's a whopping 50% off your first order by heading to takecareof.com and entering code probably50. So this is how it goes. I call, this is when I first moved in a year ago. And I said, ring, 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 hi, could you take this massive door that's like, you know, just like leaned up against the door? Like maybe it could fall on my car, if it could fall on a kid, who knows? Like, she's like, oh, let me call them and let me see what we can do. I'm like, weird. She didn't just immediately say yes. But I was like, okay. She calls back. She goes, hi, hon. So yeah, no, the owners are going to need to keep that there. And I was like, for what? They just want to, yeah. They're gonna wanna keep that in the garage. Sorry. And I'm like, I obviously, being me, I didn't push back at all. I was just like, okay. Like I just, but of course then I did call my dad to vent, called Mike to vent, and they were like, absolutely not. They don't get a renter's closet. Like they don't have an owner's closet in this home. Like this is, like you guys, I am paying, rightfully so, because it's in a beautiful neighborhood in Nashville. And I'm going to be honest, like, I'm not going to sit here and talk shit. Like I overpay, like it's a normal price that I paid. I paid $4,900 a month to live in a gorgeous 3-bedroom home in 12 South. Like it was beautiful. So like, it is what it is. But all I'm saying is I'm not living in the middle of nowhere in a house that's not nice. Like I'm paying a lot of money. Like I should be able to have my garage fully usable, but whatever. Anyways, I just said, it is what it is. My dad, of course, was like, no, push back. And I didn't, I just let it go. Right. So then you guys know all the up-to-date stuff about how they wanted me to pay more. They tried to keep my security deposit. The owners did. The landlord had always said, like, you know, I don't think that's right. Like, this is your security deposit that you are owed, or sorry, that's yours, and it's not theirs to take or claim for any other reason, like, other than damages to the property, which I'm sure you haven't done. I live alone. I have the house cleaned professionally by maids every 2 weeks. Like, it's the house is gorgeous. So anyways, I definitely like wrote a letter to them pleading, being like, listen, I used the garage thing. I was like, I've let you guys keep all of your things in your garage. I've let you keep a lot of stuff upstairs in another closet upstairs. I haven't ever really said anything to because I live alone and I don't need all the storage. If y'all need to keep stuff there, I get it. But I could just really hope that you could just kind of understand where I'm coming from, whatever. I hear from what made me suspicious. Something made me suspicious about moving out. Oh, just their overall demeanor. Like there was something else she said about the owners. Like I had done something, God, I'm blanking. And she was like, well, the owners do a walkthrough. And I was like, perfect. So, it was just the fact they wanted to keep my security deposit. And then they came back. This is what happened when I was at the PBR. They came back. And I don't know if I've already told this on the podcast, but they were like, actually, because I think they realized, shit, no one's going to rent this place for June. We're going to lose $5,000. She was offering to spend $10,000 to stay here an extra month. And we told her, no, we want 15. They got greedy with it. And then they pissed me off just enough that I was like, no. And by the way, the landlord was like, I agree. I wouldn't pay that either. And so anyways, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be at this walkthrough. And Mike and everyone in my life was like, you need to be at this walkthrough. Like you should make sure that you're there so they don't try to take your security deposit. And by Tennessee law, and here's where I'll go back to the Tennessee code, because I don't know, you look it up in your area if this is the case. I've never had to do that. I've never done a walkthrough. I've just had such a lovely experience. And I know it's because what I put into the universe, I get back. And so I treat people's property with respect. I treat people in general with respect. So when you own a home, I'm going to treat you as a person well. I'm going to treat your property well. That's what I do. It's how I was raised. I will always do that. So anyways, I am fine always. There have been situations before where I have paid money for something I've broken, and I'm like, absolutely, if you need more, let me know, you know, above and beyond. And so there was something that just told me, I think it was just like anagracism, intuitive in my gut. And I just had this gut reaction that I should be at the walkthrough, which my mom and everyone was like, yeah, yeah, legally you can be there. So I told the landlord, I'm going to do the walkthrough. And I said, Mike, come with me, because one thing about a people pleaser, I would have just gotten walked all over. Although once y'all hear really what all happened, like you might be like, even you, Shannon, might have stood up for yourself. So if Mike wouldn't have been there. So I say, okay, I'd like to be there for the walkthrough, because Tennessee code and Tennessee law states that the renters can be present during the walkthrough with the owners and the landlord or whoever it is to, you know, go through the house together and make the itemized list of repairs together. So I opted for that happily. And I said, what date works best for you? She told me a specific date. I said, I'll make that happen. A specific time, I'll make that happen. I double checked once, twice, three times a lady. I double checked to make sure the time was the right time, because I had to work around Mike's schedule too, because Mike wanted to come with me. So we walk in and we get there at 2 o'clock, and I'm sitting there. We're there with the landlord, which is very nice. And we're just waiting. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, 15 minutes goes by, 20 minutes goes by. We can't make small talk anymore. It's awkward. I'm like, dude. And so I'm like, okay, so where are they? Are they doing this on purpose? Like the owners? And she was like, It all makes sense now. I think the landlord is so afraid of these owners, which I don't know why, because like they're just two old ladies that have a property. Like this woman has a ton of properties that she like manages. So I don't know if she's just, I have no idea. But here we are. She just clearly, she said like, yeah, they scared me, blah, blah, blah. So I look at her, I go, where were they at? And she goes, hold on, let me go look at my phone. And she goes and she does this. And you know, I'm really not trying to make it not nice, not kind remarks about elderly people. And I don't know what determines someone to be elderly. They're not elderly. They're not like in their 90s and 80s, but like, you know, people that just, they're boomers, you know. And she picks up her phone and she didn't do a good job faking it. Like she didn't understand cell phones enough to fake it. She opens her phone and she goes, oh my gosh, I've missed a text message. They are going to be, I should have seen this. She made it seem like, oops, wrong time. And then looked at us and was like, y'all don't have to stay if y'all have somewhere to be. And then it clicked. I was like, oh my gosh, the landlord doesn't want us to be at the walkthrough with the owners. She knows the owners are going to be like, she just told us the wrong time on purpose. I was like, which the first thing, that's the first thing the landlord has ever done. And you know, I'm sure she would say, that's a lie. I really did not see the time, but I triple checked the time. So I was like, okay. So said, no worries, we'll be back at 3. So we come back, Mike rearranges the schedule. We come back at 3. She definitely was still hoping we wouldn't show up with like while the owners were there for the walkthrough. But here we go. We tootle on inside at 3 o'clock. And the owners of the property, the two older women, looked like they had literally seen a ghost. We walk in and I'm like, hi, how are you? Assuming the landlord had been like, your tenant is doing the walkthrough with us. Like we're doing, she has a man with her. They were just here at the wrong time. They're coming back at 3, whatever. And they look at us and they go, well, hi. And like I said, the owners are older than the landlord. They're in their like 70s. So they're like, well, hi. And when I tell you, I want you guys to close your eyes. And I want, and maybe these women are someone's grandmothers. They are someone's mothers. And I bet they are sweet as pecan pie to their own flesh and blood. But let's paint a picture. I want y'all to close your eyes. I want you to picture, especially if you grew up in the South, I want you to picture the meanest fucking old teacher that you had, that had nothing but just a pure desire to make every day just like you. We all know this teacher. I'm picturing mine in my head. I won't say her name because I went to a small school and she's probably still teaching, you know, biology or something there, but like I can picture mine, right? Picture that like lady, and this is the embodiment of these two ladies. And so I walk in and I go, hi. And then Mike's like, hi, how are you? And they look at us like we just came to rob the place or something. They were like, well, hello. Like, I think they must have thought we thought it was an open house or something. I don't know. Because they were like, hello. And the landlord was like, this is actually the tenant and the her friend. They are wanting to do the walk. She's like stuttering. She's like, they are wanting to do the walkthrough. They've opted to do the walkthrough. These owners were like, they have. And I was like, yes, hi. And then I realized in that moment, oh my God, you really were hoping we wouldn't show up. You're this afraid of the owners? Like, what is going on here? It's so weird. So we're like, yeah, we're here to do the walkthrough. And she goes, well, okay. And then Mike is like, yeah, so let's get started. Like, I see you guys already looking around in the kitchen, or you guys want to talk about stuff. And they promptly look at me, look at the landlord. The landlord's like, yep, she's here. She's allowed to be here. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And they're like, okay. Let's talk about a little childhood confession. And I feel like y'all aren't going to think this is very Shannon's childhood, but truth be told, I did not do my own laundry until I was in college. Isn't that wild? Like, I don't know if my mom was just not trusting us or if she was being a legend, and we do love Sharon Kay. But the result was, when I got to college, I knew absolutely nothing about laundry. And honestly, I was like, wait, why don't I know this? So I did what everyone else did. I bought the massive, gigantic liquid detergent jugs. And listen, I lived in a house with four girls in college. Imagine how many jugs we were going through. Now, imagine all those gallon plastic jugs just ending up in landfills. And saving the planet aside, it was simply a mess. Like, someone always ended up spilling it, getting it over something, everyone was annoyed, it was a whole thing. Now that I am adulting properly and have proudly been doing laundry for a while, I just use Earth Breeze. It's amazing because it just comes as these detergent strips. No more massive jugs taking up space or spilling on stuff. It's just one easy strip that you plop into your washing machine. Each laundry strip packs ultra-concentrated, hypoallergenic, which is very important to me because I have sensitive skin, cleaning power into a tiny pre-measured strip of liquidless laundry detergent that you just toss into the wash. No measuring, no mess, just one easy strip. And come on, it's simply so much better for our environment. It's tough on stains and you aren't compromising your clean because it's still really powerful. Clothes come out perfect every wash. Best part about it, it is delivered right to your door, baby. You know I love not leaving my house. They offer flexible subscriptions that can be paused or canceled whenever. No binding contracts or fees, nothing like that. It's just fantastic. So switch from the old-fashioned goo to something new. Right now, my listeners can subscribe to EarthBreeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/Shannon to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/Shannon for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/Shannon.
They walk out immediately. They go, we're going to go outside first because I need to show you something. And I go, okay. And we walk outside. I'm like, outside is odd. Like, lawn care was included in my rent every month. What could be wrong outside? We go out to the front porch. There is, I had had a y'all, it's all so stupid. I had had a plant out there, right? So when you water a plant, you know how water then comes out of the bottom of the plant. So like there was, I have a photo of it. I will insert a photo into the YouTube. There was like, water, I guess, that hadn't dried, or water that maybe had been mixed with soil, so it dried darker. I don't know. There you go. So now we're going to go ahead and I guess we'll just start here. They're like laughing with each other. They're sisters. They're two 70-year-old sisters. They're like laughing at each other. We'll just go ahead and start here. Obviously, this is stained cement. This is stained cement. And so we're going to go ahead and write that down. And I look at her and I go, right here? And Mike goes, what? And she goes, so the cement stained, and we're going to go ahead and take care of that. And I was like, I had a cactus there. It's not stained. And I go get water. I literally get water and I pour it. And she goes, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And I'm like, pour water on the cement? Water stain? Water. You mean clean the water with water? Oh, golly me. Let's not damage the property. Like, what? And what does it do, by the way? It comes the fuck right up. And she goes, no, so we're probably going to have that pressure washed. And in my head, I was like, on your own dime, sure. But I just go, okay. And I'm like, oh, hell, here we fucking go. We proceed to go through every inch of the house. Which, again, is fine. It is their right to do. I'm not discrediting them. They're allowed to look at their property. Here is something that is a very normal thing if you rent a home, if you rent an apartment. Normal wear and tear. I am here to tell you that I have never in my life, I have had the same TVs. I have had the same decor. Like, I have hung up the same. Y'all know me. My friends hate me for it. I hang shit up with thumbtacks because it leaves less damage. Like, I don't screw stuff in the walls. I am shook to my core at the amount of, they would see, it was like my blue tape walkthrough. They would see like they went into my closet, and I shared some of this stuff on my Instagram. They went into my closet, and the spot of the closet that's clearly like shelving for shoes, they're like, now, and they've got their iPhones that they so obviously don't know how to work, and they're like, now, so we're, and they're like taking too far zoomed up photos of everything, and every time they took a photo, I would take a photo, and I'm like, yep, and I would do it in front of their face, like, I'm gonna go ahead and get a photo of that as well, and they would look at me like, how dare they, and she was like, these marks right here, and I was like, those are like, it was like a tennis ball. You know when your gym teacher would have a tennis ball and a stick, and he'd scrub off the scrub marks, or like, you'd get a magic eraser, and to which you might say,
Why wouldn't you get a magic eraser and clean them off? And here's the thing, like, I don't know, like, I hired a professional cleaner to deep clean the whole place. I'm not repainting the place. Normal wear and tear is a part of an owner of a property's responsibility. If you want to move to Nashville, buy a house and rent it out for an exuberant price that everyone else in the world is renting out houses for in Nashville, you're going to have to pay for the normal wear and tear of that property. That's just what you're going to have to do. That comes with being in, like, real estate. That comes with being in property management. Like, it's what you got to do. When people moved out before me, I moved into a brand new freshly painted house, and that was nice. And you'll have to do it when I leave too. I did not ruin anything in this house. Like, there was nothing. Like, I just couldn't believe they were like, we're going to repaint this closet. And I go, for what? And she was like, well, you've got marks all over this closet. And I go, where the shoes go in the closet? And she goes, right. And I go, so, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's such a double-edged sword, because maybe 50% of people are listening to this and they will be like, hell no, I own a house and I make them repaint it too. Like, I don't know, maybe you would, but like, you're just simply wrong. And like, Tennessee state code says you're wrong. Like, normal wear and tear is, which by the way, the influx of DMs I got, when I say hundreds, I have never had more, hundreds and hundreds. I couldn't keep, my phone was like malfunctioning for so many people being like, I own properties. This is insane. I would never make my renters do this. This is insane. So then I get in touch with, oh, by the way, we caught them at one point in the garage, and Mike is so savage. They were in the garage, but if we're doing the walkthrough together, then we should do the walkthrough together. And they all kind of skirted over into the garage and shut the door really quick. And Mike opened the garage door. He's like, have we moved on to the garage now? And they were literally looking, the poor, I do feel bad for the landlord in some spots, because I'm like, the landlord, they looked at the landlord and were like, why is she here? Why is she doing this walkthrough? And she was like, well, by law, she can be here by law. And they were like, well, by law, we don't want her here. And she was like, well, sorry. And Mike, we literally walked in on them saying that. I'm like, and we're like, hello. And they're like, ah. So we go upstairs. There was a big debacle with this little like eye hook situation. I think the previous, because they were like weirdly placed, these like eye hooks were hung in a closet, not where like they should be hung, and my clothes kept snagging them. So I unscrewed these little, they were like, they screw it in and out with your hands. Like command strips, but not, do you know what I mean? Like that level of like small dinkiness, but they kept catching on my clothes, so I unscrewed them. Now, do I wish I had gone to the fucking Dollar Tree, rebought these $5 screws and put them back? Yes, I do. I really actually do, because you know what? They were there when I moved in. I took them out. I wish I would have bought the fucking $5 screws to put back in. But I didn't. I didn't buy the lame little dinky hooks to put back. I didn't. She's like, what was in these holes? In my head, I wanted to be like, if you don't know, I'm not telling you. And I was just like, little dinky screws that I took out because they kept snagging on my clothes. I think maybe the previous people put them there. She goes, when you moved in, were they here? And I go, yes, ma'am. He goes, they want to give me Southern venom. I'm giving them Southern venom back. Like, I would repeat, if they talk to me in a certain demeanor, in a certain way, I would repeat it back to them. There were these weird, odd moments where they would like have nice small talk with me, and then I would be really nice back to them, and I'd be like, what are we fucking doing? What tango are we doing? This is so fucking weird. It's like psychological warfare, old lady edition. But I was just like, no, you're built for this. You've been here. This is Southern venom. You fucking know what you're doing. Fuck, you get in there, champ. Knuck if you buck. I've talked to you guys about Noom before, but I want to tell you again how great it is. So let's talk about food, or more so, let's talk about eating. I know that for some people, eating can be an emotional experience. It can be something that you turn to during a high in your life. It can be something that you turn to or run to during a low in your life. But here's the thing. Everyone is different. So when it comes to managing your weight, it makes sense that Noom has taken a very personalized psychology-based approach. Noom is really upping the game in such a positive way in regards to weight management. Because you know how a lot of those weight programs out there focus on what you eat? Well, Noom is using science to help you understand why you eat, and that's a big difference. Noom's psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and better behaviors that are easier to maintain. Easier because they simply become a part of your day-to-day life, because that's what we should be focusing on. Not these short-term easy fixes, but truly building habits that will last a lifetime. James is obviously in the health and fitness world, and he's always telling me that it's the habits that you build that produce the real results. Not when you're just trying to change the number on the scale, but changing our mentality overall. Noom is super personalized as well. You got coaches there helping you every step of the way, and they're humans, not robots. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. So it's great for anyone out there who thinks they might be too busy for this. I promise they make it easy. They break down your eating choices and help you better understand why you might be having certain cravings. Also, the steps they give you are going to be ones that you can apply and put into practice on day one. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Sign up for your trial today. And so anyways, there's this one point where she's like, so what did you do with the screws? And I was like, I'm not sure. And she goes, so you took the screws out, then you just, what'd you do with them? And I go, I don't know where they're at. I'm sorry. And she was like, I was like, but I do know. And I literally pull up the screw. I'm like, they sell them everywhere, like, you know, Publix or Kroger or Home Depot or anywhere. And I can go get some, or you can take the, but I said this, I go, you can take the $7. I'm sure they, yeah, $136 a piece. Found them, the exact screw, $136 a piece. You can take it out of my deposit, of course. Totally understand. AKA, like, sure, take the $7 out of my deposit. Sure. Let me know how much for labor per hour. Let me know. And so anyways, I say, like, please, like, take the $7. She goes, no, I'm just curious, though. You took the screws out and you just what? You did what with them? And I mean, I looked at her and I go, this is when I started recording too. I have so much recorded. And she was just like, so you just threw them away? You just decided you were just going to throw them away, the property? You threw the property away? And I just looked at her and go, I can't imagine I did anything else, with just like a big, fat, shit-eating grin on my face. And I really, in that moment, I felt downright ugly. I just felt wrong. Because you just, like, people shouldn't speak to each other like this. Like, this could have been done so nicely. But, like, she could not stand that this young girl came in and decided, I'm going to rightfully so do my walkthrough with you. They pointed at, like, paint and smudges and things that you just can't even imagine. Like I said, it's like someone blew on the wall and they're like, paint it, repaint it. Like, I still, it's 30 days hasn't passed, and you know they're taking all 30 days, and by Tennessee law they have 30 days to tell me. I guarantee. So when we left, Mike obviously was like, so what do you want done? Like, what's gonna be on the list of repairs? And they're like, we'll get back to you. And he was like, well, no, I mean, we're all here, we just did walk through together, like, what's your list of repairs? And she's like, we'll get back to you. And Mike was like, these women at this point were like about to, they were experiencing like feelings I don't think have been evoked inside of them in a very long time. Honestly, maybe they went home and like got laid or something, I don't know, but they were just like, they were fiery as fuck by the end of it. And I honestly, like, I just didn't, I am not, I don't fight fire with fire, really, except for that one time where I just gave him a little Southern venom back. But, like, I just don't feel comfortable in those situations. I really do believe that what you put into this world and what you give to people and human beings is exactly what you get back. And one might say, what did you do to deserve this then, Shannon? And to that, I don't know. I probably did some fucked up shit in my life to deserve this. I don't know. I'm being punished. But, like, I did not want to keep doing this, like, venomous cycle with them. So I just was like, okay, cool, I'll hear from you guys in 30 days. And I did tell them. I was like, I will, you know, if anything is unjust, I will pursue this. I will like pursue it legally though. And they were like, well, of course. And we've got plenty of lawyers for that. Like, literally, that's verbatim what they said to me, guys. Like, they're like, we've got plenty. And I go, great, then I guess we'll all have lawyers. Like, what? Question mark? What? Like, y'all don't scare me, you fucking weirdos. Like, what? And I was just like, all right. And like, I guess I will. I'll take him to small claims court because I will do it out of principle. And guess what? Guess who I ran into at Trader Joe's? Lovely lady who looked at me and said, you used to live at Beep. And I go, yes. And she goes, we lived there before you. We follow you. We've been following along. And I reached out to the previous tenants too. It was three girls. And I was like, what did they do? Because before I left, the landlord said to me, Shannon, like I said, I've always had a good relationship with the landlord. She said, Shannon, we don't ever bop up stuff. Everything will be fair. And I said, listen, fix what you need to truly fix. Fix stuff that's not normal wear and tear. What did the owners say? At one point, they looked up at the windows and they go, what are those holes from? And the landlord looked at them, the owners. They should be on the same team. And even the landlord looked at them and go, I imagine that's where her curtains went, right? And I go, yes, ma'am, that's where my curtains were. And she goes, yeah, we don't allow curtains. Nope. And started writing. And I go, hold on, wait, what? You can't not allow curtains? And she goes, we provide blinds. So because we provide blinds, you don't put curtains. And I literally looked at her and go, where does it say that? And she was like, Tennessee code. And I was like, by the way, it doesn't. I literally looked it up. And Mike was like, no, it doesn't. And she was like, looked at Mike and goes, now, are you on the lease? And he was like, no, ma'am. And she goes, so you're just doing this walkthrough for what? And I was like, well, he's here because he owns a lot of properties. And she goes, and hold on. And she talked to me like she literally was my teacher or like in charge of me. And I deal fine with authority, but not when you fucking talk to me like that. And she was like, now, hold on. You're not on the lease. Correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're correct. And he was like, no, I'm not. But you already knew that before you asked. And I was like, oh, my. Yes, yes. Get him. Get him. And she goes, no, I'm just double checking. So you're just doing this walkthrough for what? And he's like, she's my friend. And I'm making sure that everything goes smoothly. Like, she's never, you know, had a situation like this. You guys have already tried to keep her security deposit unjustly. Like, and she's like, no, she wanted to stay longer. And I was like, right. But y'all didn't really have the right to take my security deposit. It started getting like really heated towards the end. Like, Mike was getting loud. They were getting loud. I literally just went like this. I went, excuse me. I was like, ladies, I think we can all agree that this has been a very tense situation from about 2 months ago to today. This has been tense, okay? So all I want to know is, do you have a list of items that we can, like, let's talk. Like, is there something big? I will pay for something. Like, if you see something's wrong, tell me. Like, I broke a piece of drywall on the corner. Well, actually, I didn't. Like, people helping me move stuff did. And I had a person come in and drywall and fix it and paint it. And I told them that. I said, this was redone. They could not tell at all, by the way. But I went out of my way to tell them that. So I'm like, listen, if you guys want to find something wrong that is of just, you know, reasoning, I will pay for stuff. But I think we can all agree this is getting a bit ridiculous. And they were just like, we will keep you informed. And I was just like, okay. And I was like, and then I looked at the landlord and I said, thank you very much, blank name. I appreciate you. And I'm going to tell you the meanest thing I did the whole time I was there. And I'm just ashamed, but I had to do what I had to do. I looked at the landlord. I said, thank you very much. I appreciate it. She was about to go on vacation. So I said, enjoy your vacation. I'll talk to you guys in 30 days. I pivoted on my heel. I didn't look at the owners. I didn't say goodbye to the owners. I didn't say thank you to the owners. I didn't make eye contact with them, which is, in the world, the Southern world, that's about as fucking rude as you can get. Like, that, I did not, like, I acted like they didn't exist. And that is, especially because they are older than me. Like, I am just, like, I was crumbling inside of myself, but I was like, I gotta do what I gotta do. And this is my one last punch. Like, it's the only thing I got. And so I turned around, which, of course, they couldn't stand that. So as I was leaving, they go, goodbye, Shannon. It was nice to meet you. Goodbye, Shannon. And I did not react. I did not say a word back to them. But they introduced themselves when I first walked in. Their names are not this name at all. They do have two separate names that are not this name. And as we were leaving, Mike goes, bye, Karen. Bye, Karen. And we walked out the door, which I was like, oh, Mike, you shouldn't have said that. But then I was like, why am I sticking up for these ladies? Like, it's just been ingrained in me to respect your elders.
On the road again, per usual. I'm traveling this summer and loving every second of it, baby. I've got some European plans, and sometimes I can get a little overwhelmed with the whole planning process of it all. Feels like that's a pretty common thing, but that's why I love starting my days off right and quick with nourishing and delicious food. Daily Harvest has got me and you covered when it comes to options that hit every craving and are super easy to make and loaded down with fruits and veggies. Can never have enough fruits and veggies. I love their smoothies. That's how I first got started with them. But then I discovered their wonderful world of forager bowls, and I am just obsessed with those. The apple cinnamon one is my favorite. I literally find myself craving it. It tastes so homemade and is legit just so yummy. Also, the coolest part is Daily Harvest works directly with farmers. Now, I come from a farming town. Shout out Gilbert, South Carolina. So this really is important to me. My best friend's husband is a farmer, actually. Okay, so listen, we got ties here. And I love that Daily Harvest is getting that perfect peak ripeness and freezing it so that they lock in that always in season taste and just picked nutrition. When it comes to better choices, Daily Harvest makes it easy. They support farmers who invest in improving the biodiversity and health of our soil. Even their recyclable and compostable packaging, where possible, makes me feel like I'm making a positive impact on our environment. All I have to do is just eat it and enjoy. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. It comes in the cutest little bowls and cups. Like, it's just so easy. I can't express to you how convenient it is. Go to dailyharvest.com/probably to get up to $65 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/probably for up to $65 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/probably.
But like, yeah, anyways, we'll see. I find out in 4 days. I'm sure I won't get the deposits back. Like I said, I ran into some of the older tenants in the in Trader Joe's, lovely gals. And they told me that they not only didn't receive their deposit back, they were told they had to completely repaint the house, completely do all this other stuff that was part of normal wear and tear. And they were made to pay $3,000 on top of not getting their security deposit back. And I did reach out to the landlord because what she said before I left, she was like, we never bop the renters upside the head. Everything will be done fairly. And that's when I said, okay, Renee, enjoy your vacation. As long as things are done fair, that's fine. And I messaged her and I said, I know you told me you don't bought people upside the heads, just spoke to the previous tenants. They said they did not receive their security deposit back and also were made to pay $3,000 on top of it. Whatever their situation was their situation, but I just want to reiterate that I would like an itemized list of the repairs and proposed cost of repairs. Like, what in the literal fuck? Like, I just have never dealt with anything like this. Like, people that, I don't know, maybe they're just retired and bored, or maybe they're like, you know what, we're going to have these rental properties and we're going to make so much money off of everyone in Nashville. And then on top of that, we're never going to pay for any maintenance to these houses because we're just always going to keep their security deposits. And guess what, ladies? That's not how life works. And I'll see you in court. Unless you give me my money back. And then in that case, thank you. We'll see. 4 days from now, we'll see. But let's, wow. Wow, how the time passed. I just looked up. We have a little time here. I'm like, 40 minutes. Who knew? And I'm sweating. I want to just bring up one last thing. And I'm sorry that was really drawn out, but it just had to be, you know. And more stuff kept coming to me, like, as I was going. And yeah, there's just, they were just odd characters. They really were. Oh, there was this one point where she was, like, touching something with her thumb. And I looked at her and I go, I think that's dust. Like, again, I was nice a lot of the time. I was like, I think that's dust. And she was like, well, let's see. Pulls out a tissue, pulls out hand sanitizer and puts it on there. And then like, and then it's like trying to wipe it off, but she does it. The tissue disintegrates. And I'm just like, what is happening here? Like, what are we doing? This is so fucking weird. And I'm just watching her. And then Mike goes and gets a paper towel out of the bathroom and he brings it to her to what, cause she can't wipe up the hand sanitizer now. And she goes, I don't need that. I don't need that. I have my own. I don't need that. And he goes, here, no, it's literally right here. And she didn't want to take the paper towel from him. So then he puts it down. She goes, I said I don't need that. And he's like, okay. But then Mike was like, I'm not picking up the paper towel. So he's like, all right, well, it's there if you need it, and turns around. And she's like, I said I don't need it. So that it's, and he goes, okay, like, what? Oh, and the very last thing, sorry, before it all got heated at the very end, this is the craziest thing too. Do you know when you open a new pack of trash bags? So that's like this wasn't trash bags, sorry. It was, Ziploc bags. Like, you open a new pack of like little quart size Ziploc bags and they come in a cardboard thing, and then there's this little like perforated edge where you can pop this little triangle of cardboard off, and then you can pull your Ziploc bags out of the top of the cardboard box. Okay, cool. Yeah, well, underneath there's a pullout drawer that had trash cans in my house, and I guess that corner sliver of the cardboard perforated edge of a Ziploc bag container thingy had fallen behind the trash can, and she had picked up the trash can. Again, totally fine, pick up the trash cans, make sure there's no trash, whatever. I had had it deep clean, so of course there wasn't. In the back, you would have had to, like, she did. She had to bend down and almost kind of crawl into this, like, cubby space, and she pulls out this cardboard, and she pulls it up. If you're watching this, she just pulls it up and puts it in front of her face. She goes, now, this wasn't here when you moved in. And I look at her, and I go, it wasn't. Nope. And she goes, so I'll go ahead and have you take this. And I literally just go, like, this is a level of petty. You know what I mean? Like I just go, okay. And I wasn't like, are you fucking serious? I just go, okay. Like, cause I think it might've pissed them off more that I was just like, okay, like what? And yeah, that's about sums it up. We'll see. I will tell you this right now, and there's nothing stopping me from doing this. The day I see the renter, which someone still hasn't rented the place, so just empty the whole month of June, probably just making all these repairs to the place. The second I see the sign gone, the second I know someone else will be moving in there, I will be taking over a bottle of wine and a plate of cookies, and I will be telling them two things. One, if you get any of my packages, let me know, because I get a lot of PR sent here, and I'm just not sure I've gotten my address changed and everything. Love you. And then I will say, I am not being dramatic, and you might think this is dramatic, but I need you to go through with your camera. I would have never thought, if someone would have told me this forever ago, I've lived in 9 rentals in Nashville. 9. I have moved, that's actually exhausting. I've moved every year I've lived in Nashville. I have never, ever, ever taken a video. And I hear people say this, like, take a video when you first move in, like, you know, so you can see. I'm going to tell them, you think I'm playing around, take a video of every motherfucking crown molding, edge, corner, whatever of this house, because now there are 2 separate tenants who have lived here, the girls before me and me, who are being made to repaint the entire house and do all of these crazy things on our dime because these owners are that ludicrous. So I will be warning them to do that immediately, and I hope they heed my warning or else. Yeah, so that about sums it up. Let's end with something happy. Let's think of something happy. Oh, you know what? I saw this product advertised on Instagram, and I'm going to explain it to you guys, and you're going to think I'm joking, but look it up. There was this product. And you know me, I love a tan. I actually, look how brave I am, guys. I don't have a spray tan on. I'm probably like beet red when I don't have a spray tan. I'm like classic ginger. If you ever read like a novel, I feel like a lot of Colleen Hoover's books have redheads in them. And they're always like talk about how like they blush and because they have fair skin, you can just see them rosy. And I'm always like, doesn't happen to me because I have a spray tan. And you can never really see my like true color underneath my makeup and spray tans. But like, I feel like this whole conversation has got me so heated. Am I red? Am I pink? No, a little. I'm just embarrassed, guys. Okay, so I love a tanning product, obviously. So I'm obviously getting just nailed with any advertisement ever that's about tanning products. And I buy all of them. And I see this product and it's like Afrin nose spray. And I'm like, cool, nose spray. Have you seen this? You're shaking your head. You're lying. You've seen this? It is a nose spray. And it, me, not really that holistic. I've gotten a little bit more because of Taylor. I've gotten a little bit crunchy because of James. But like, at the end of the day, me and Mike are always like, y'all trying to fry those Oreos or what? Like, let's put butter on top of the butter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like what we do. And so anyways, I see this and I'm like, what is it? Clearly this is a mistake, like a misprint. What is it? Why are they saying this nose spray makes you tan? It is a spray that you physically squirt, like Afrin, up your nose. Or what's another one? Nose, nasal spray, Afrin, Flonase. It's like Flonase. You squirt it up your nose and allegedly it makes you get more tan from the sun. Like, allegedly, it does something to your melanin or something, and it makes you more tan. I can't imagine it's FDA approved. Two, I guess it would have to be, though, if it's sold. I don't know. I am so perplexed. And then what did I want to do? I wanted to buy it. I wanted to buy it so bad. I was like, you're telling me I could get naturally tan? It won't just, like, rub off my elbows? Like, are you fucking for real? I did not buy it. I would love for someone to correct me, but like, I cannot fucking imagine that's good for you. I can't imagine a world in which that is like supposed to be injected into your nasal cavity that goes like into your brain and like through all your sinuses. Like, I do some whack shit. I know y'all are like, bitch, you talk about doing Molly from Bathroom Attendants. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I don't know. Like, even that seems pretty regulated. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just like, that can't be good for the old nostril brain. So, if y'all have tried that, let me know. Please let me know. And also, if you live in the DC area or if you live in New York City, come to my live show. It's going to be fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to giggle. It's going to be a great time. Thank you for joining me on this episode that was very drama-filled, very exhausting for me to reenact. And I know I was forgetting stuff and I should have really written down notes. And if Mike had been here, this podcast would be an hour and a half. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes with the old Karens. Love ya. Bye.